We hold some lovely police reports in the parliamentary archives of suffragette antics in Parliament in the early 20th century. And there's so many, it's hard to choose favourites. But as well as the Grill protest, which was a very, probably the one if I had to pick one, there were many others. So earlier in 1908, for example, there was the rush on Parliament, which was organised by Emmeline Pankhurst, Christabel Pankhurst and Flora Drummond, where they stood in Trafalgar Square and urged, you know, incited people to rush Parliament on a particular date, that October. And it happened. Many thousands of people gathered outside. They didn't get inside because the police cordon held strong. But Emmeline, Christabel and Flora Drummond were then arrested for inciting the rush and went to court. And Christabel Pankhurst, who was a trained lawyer, unable to practice because she was a woman, conducted their defence. She called some cabinet ministers to speak in court as witnesses, asking them questions about, did they feel threatened by all these women gathered outside? Which they had to say, of course not. But in the end, of course, sadly, they were found guilty, went to prison, came out a little while later, and as became the custom for suffragettes released after a spell in prison, they got awarded medals from the Women's Social and Political Union on their release. And Emmeline Pankhurst's prisoner's medal that she was awarded for this very rush is owned by Parliament today and on display, so visitors to Parliament can see it on their way up to the public galleries, which I think is a very nice touch for the medal to sort of come to Parliament after all that. Another incident in Parliament that was very significant was Marion Wallace Dunlop. She was a militant suffragette, a member of the Women's Social and Political Union. She was also an artist, and she created a rubber stamp at one point. And this rubber stamp advertised a suffragette meeting, and it also included an extract from the Bill of Rights about the right of subjects to petition the King. And she smuggled this rubber stamp into Parliament one day in 1910 underneath a cloak and managed to stamp this on the wall in St Stephen's Hall, the place where women used to have to wait to go into Parliament. And a policeman was watching and rushed over just too late. She managed to stamp this extract on the wall and he got her out very quickly, and then workmen had to work and clean the rubber stamp off the wall. But one of the reasons why this is a significant incident is that she went to prison, having refused to pay a fine after this. And because she wasn't being treated as a political prisoner, she went on hunger strike. And she became the first suffragette to go on hunger strike as a direct result of this protest. It wasn't suggested by the WSPU. It was something she did just off her own bat because she was so outraged at her treatment in prison. The authorities released her soon afterwards, and other suffragettes then took up this as a tactic. And this led to forcible feeding, later on to the passage of the Cat and Mouse Act. So it had a very great impact on the suffragette tactics and the way the government dealt with them. And it all started there with that one protest in Parliament.